This is Dr. Rollington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Gonzalez, G-O-N-Z-A-L-E-Z, first name Elias. D, first name is spelled A-L-L-I-A-S. The date of birth, October 17, 1976. Date of evaluation, October 20, 2025. Referring physician, Dr. Swartz. The chief complaint, 41-year-old male, seen preoperatively as he is scheduled for left shoulder surgical repair, period. The HVI, the patient is a 49-year-old male who reports a motor vehicle accident in an auto versus auto approximately 2 years ago, period. He stated that he immediately began having left arm pain, period. He was initially evaluated but sent back to work, period. However, the patient continued with what he describes as loss of power and persistent pain. Pain is described as sharp, period. It is worsened with lifting motion, period. He has associated decreased range of motion, period. He denies any chest pain or shortness of breath, but has had fluttering in the past, period. His past medical history includes a CVA dating to February of 2025, next number hypertension, next number prediabetes, next number congestive heart failure with left ventricular ejection fraction improving from 20 to 49%, period. The past surgical history includes right hand surgery. The medications, Jardiance, half tablet daily, Entresto, one daily, spironolactone, one daily, enteric-coated aspirin, 81 milligram one daily, Lasix PRN. The allergies, Bactrim results in a rash. Family history, unknown. Social history, he reports marijuana and alcohol use, period. He previously used amphetamines and cocaine, but denies current use, period. Review of systems, otherwise unremarkable. The physical examination, vital signs, blood pressure 140/84, pulse 85, respiratory rate 18, height 67 inches, weight 196 pounds. The skin exam reveals multiple diffuse tattoos, period. Musculoskeletal, left shoulder reveals decreased range of motion on abduction, period. There is significant tenderness present, period. Data review, ECG demonstrates sinus rhythm, 85 beats per minute, period. Non-specific SD/T-rate change noted, period. The impression, this is a 49-year-old male who experienced a left shoulder injury resulting in bicipital tendonitis, period. He was further found to have primary osteoarthritis of the left shoulder and superior glenoid labrum lesion of left shoulder, period. The patient is now scheduled to undergo left shoulder arthroscopy, comma labral debridement, comma lysis of adhesion, comma excision of osteophytes comma, possible biceps tendinotomy, comma, possible biceps tendinitis, comma, subacromial decompression, period. He is known to have history of congestive heart failure with reduced ejection fraction, period. He describes having improvement in his ejection fraction to 49%, period. He currently appears euvolemic and has no overt findings of congestive heart failure, period. The patient is felt to be clinically stable for his procedure, and he is cleared for same. Recommendation: may proceed with surgery as clinically indicated. Signed, Dr. Rollington Ferguson.